This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. It's been a long, cold spring, but for this edition of Food Friday, we're getting ready to fire up the grill for the season. Meathead is back with us, founder of AmazingRibs.com and author of the book Meathead, The Science of Great Barbecue and Grilling. He's an inductee to the Barbecue Hall of Fame. Meathead, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Rob, it's always good talking to you, and I support my local NPR station, WBEZ, in Chicago with $10 a month. It's a great investment, and I listen to it all day long.
And you drop by and grill out in their parking lot, I hope. That'd be pretty sweet. They'd love it, I bet. If not, come out of here. We'll take it. Meathead, I know you and a lot of people here in Wisconsin will grill all winter long. I actually put mine away for the winter. I want to start with people getting ready for the season. First of all, you've got some advice up at AmazingRibs.com for those people looking for a new grill or maybe a smoker. Give us some starting points when we're hunting for that new rig.
Yeah, it's time to get rid of that old rust bucket if if it's starting to misbehave and rust through. This is a good time to shop. A lot of new models every year. The trick for good grilling is you need a grill bigger than you think. It's like RAM in your computer. You never have enough of it. Get something bigger than you think you need, because at the 4th of July party, you're going to have to cook a lot of burgers and hot dogs and chicken. And I want you to set up your grill in a two-zone system, which means you're going to divide your grill in half, and one side of it is going to be roaring hot, and the other side is not. You're going to have no fire, no flame, no nothing under one side, and as much as you can get on the other. And that gives you temperature control. You can move the food back and forth from the hot side to the cool side or in the middle, and you have temperature control. And cooking, whether it's indoor or outdoor, is all about temperature control. So that's what you want to look for.
And if I wanted to do this zany technique where I cook the meat slowly on that cooler side and then give it a final sear on the hot side, I learned that from you, Meathead. That's often a pretty good thing to do, right?
That's called the reverse sear, and it's a great technique. And you want to start the meat almost always on the cool side. Energy and heat is energy. Shrinks the muscle fibers and squeezes out the juice. And I know we all get out there, and particularly the guys, we get all macho, want to give it all she's got, Scotty. And we crank up the heat and we squeeze all the juices out. We have dry meat, overcooked meat. We have to stand at the head of the table and make excuses for well-done steaks. Learn to cook on the cool side of the grill. Turn down the heat, gently cook it. It takes a little longer, but you'll end up with a plumper, juicier, more tender piece of meat. And then when it's time to get that nice, rich, dark crust, which is full of flavor, you move it over to the hot side, you lift the top, and you stand there, and you flip it frequently. And I know that's exactly the opposite of what you've been told, but the old rules were written before food science was really well understood. And you want to do the searing, if you can, at the end of the cook, not the beginning. You don't want to load up the meat with energy at the beginning, otherwise you get overcooked meat. You sear it at the end and you flip, 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 so that the energy doesn't build up and push to the center. And you have that rainbow effect of a dark exterior, then a tan layer, then a pink layer, and a nice rosy medium rare steak in the center. You want it all medium rare from edge to edge.
Okay, now suppose those of us who have our old grills, I've got my Homer Simpson Weber charcoal that my wife gave me many years ago. What do we want to do for preseason cleanup? I read on your website, we might think that those caked on layers of grease and creosote add really special flavor. Maybe not so much.
No. You know, a lot of folks, you know, they crank up the grill and they are preheating, which is a good thing to do. And they see that smoke billowing out of there. That smoke is coming from grease. And you don't want that. Grease smoke isn't good tasting. You want your flavor from wood smoke. You want to use chunks or chips or pellets to get wood smoke. That's the best flavor. Grease smoke is not very appetizing. It can put soot and creosote on the meat. So you want to clean your cooking surface, that grill grate, really well, and not just the top where the food sits, but a lot of the grease builds up on the underside.
Oh.
So you need to fire up the grill, preheat it, and burn off all of that grease, scrape the top down, and then flip it over and scrape the underside down. You can use a paint scraper. There's all kinds of gadgets. We review them on AmazingRibs.com that will scrape the top and bottom. You can use a wire brush. They're really good at this. But just be careful when you're done with a wire brush. Look carefully at the surface to make sure that a bristle hasn't been left behind. Sometimes a bristle will fall out, stick to the grill grate, and if that gets on a hamburger, you got somebody going to the hospital.
Not good. We are getting ready for grilling season with Meathead, founder of AmazingRibs.com, author of the book Meathead, The Science of Great Barbecue and Grilling. You've got a feature up at AmazingRibs.com, Meathead, with recipe ideas for Mother's Day. There's one that you're excited about, and it's one of my seasonal favorites, too, the asparagus. Talk to us about grilling our asparagus.
Well, I don't think there's a better way to cook asparagus. You can put it in the oven. You can put it in the microwave. You can simmer it. You can boil it. It just doesn't come out as good as it does off the grill. And what there's a common misconception that big, fat, thick asparagus isn't as good as little skinny asparagus. And if you go to the grocery and all you can find is fat asparagus, you might be tempted to just skip it. Don't. The big fat asparagus can be every bit as good. You just need to do a little something different with them. The little skinny ones, you're ready to go with them. The big fat ones, what you want to do, well, all asparagus, you want to cut off about a bottom from an inch from the bottom. Mm-hmm. That cuts off most of the woody stuff that's down by the roots. And then for the fat ones, you get your potato peeler and just scrape a little bit of the skin off and let that beautiful white interior show. Then I give it a very light coat of cooking oil, any oil you want, olive oil, bacon fat. Give it a light coating of oil. Sprinkle on some seasoning. I like to go with herbs, a nice green herb mix. And then on the grill and right on the hot side. Now, this stuff, you want to go right to the direct hot side, not the indirect side. You want to get it hot. You want to get a little char on the surface. Be careful of the tips. They're very fragile. They'll burn. And to prevent them from burning, you can actually let them hang off the edge of the grill. Also, be careful. They like to jump between the grates and commit suicide.
Yep.
So watch as you roll them around, get them on all sides, bring them off, and you can cook them before the meat. They're really good at room temp, so don't worry about you got to get them off and get them to the table roaring hot. And then if you really want to go crazy, you make yourself a hollandaise or a béarnaise or a beurre blanc sauce. Oh, my goodness.
All right, two things, Meathead. When you said rub them in bacon fat, Trina, our technical director, and I both looked up at each other and made that face like, ooh. So that's one.
Yeah.
Two, you mentioned that herb mix. And I think this is the one, asparagus, you had what you call your Simon and Garfunkel herb mix recipe. My wheel spins slowly, but I said, oh, yeah, Scarborough Fair, I can guess four ingredients here, a parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Tell us about this homemade mix you recommend.
Yeah, it's a recipe on our website. It starts with parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Don't ask me to sing it, dude.
Sing it. Do it. Okay, no.
And it's got a few other goodies in there, some garlic and stuff. And the recipe's on the website. It's a great all-purpose recipe for vegetables and poultry. If you're too lazy to make it, we actually have something similar to it in bottle now. We finally, after all these years, 15 years, came out with a line of rubs and sauces. And you can order them on the website. But it's really easy to make, and it's cheaper.
All right, now we've got our asparagus for Mother's Day. What is a fun, for a day like Mother's Day or something else, you're kind of honoring a particular person. What's a nice little showstopper that isn't crazy complicated?
Oh, French toast on the grill.
French toast on the grill.
French toast on the grill. You know, it's really nice and it gets a lovely flavor. You want to make, you get a really good, thick, crusty bread. Cut it thick. Whip up some eggs. You can throw a little half and half or cream in there. You're making essentially an uncooked custard, and you soak it through. Make sure it soaks all the way through. And then you put it on the grill on the indirect side to make sure it cooks through. You don't want any raw egg in there.
True.
and then you move it over the hot side and get it nice and golden, get a little char flavor on it. You can take some fresh peaches, or actually, this time of year, you won't find fresh peaches, but you can take some canned fruits or some fresh, well, you can get pineapple now, Ooh, yeah. Oh my God, there is nothing better than grilled pineapple. I mean, I would rather have grilled pineapple than a steak sometimes. It's just so good. It just, and it's so sweet to begin with. And then when you caramelize the sugars on the grill, oh my goodness. So you grill up some pineapple, you pour some maple syrup, you chop up the pineapple and throw it on top of that grilled French toast. It's gorgeous. What a great way to start mom's day.
You had me a grilled pineapple on grilled French toast. Meathead, thanks as always for joining us. It's always a lot of fun.
Rob, it's always fun talking to a guy that loves food like you.
I do. I do. I'm better at eating it than I am at cooking it, but I do like it. Meathead has been with us. Founder of AmazingRibs.com, author of the book Meathead, The Science of Great Barbecue and Grilling. He joined us for this week's edition of Food Friday. Hey, if you have some favorite grilling advice to share, I'd love to hear from you. You can let us know on the Ideas Network Facebook page or email centraltime@wpr.org. If you share your advice, maybe we can share it with others as well. Again, the Ideas Network Facebook page or email centraltime@wpr.org. Now it is our spring member drive here at Wisconsin Public Radio. Larry Mueller is with me. We're here to ask you to invest a few minutes of time to support your future WPR listening.
Listener support makes up the largest piece of the funding for the shows you count on, programs like Central Time, and that's why your gift at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552 is so important.
Just a few minutes left this hour. We're knocking on the door of our goal. You could put us over the top if you make your gift right now. Food Friday fans, this is your moment. Make your gift to support Food Friday and all the other stuff here on Wisconsin Public Radio.
WPR programs are listener supported, and that means that your donation right now does make a big difference at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Larry, you know your way around a grill, right?
I do quite a bit of grilling, yeah. Actually. I love that segment with Meathead.
Yeah, I got to say, I'm pretty good at the grill. I don't consider myself a pro, but I'm a decent griller. And every time I talk to Meathead, or when you used to talk to Mad Dog and Merrill all the time, like, I always learn something cool and new about what I'm supposed to be doing there. And it's made my grilling game better doing these shows. You've learned from your guests too, right?
Well, absolutely. And I, you know, for Meathead, that bacon fat idea with asparagus. I love that idea.
Yeah. So this is Food Friday. You get take home information. You can do this stuff that you hear on Friday. You could cook with it over the weekend. It's an example of the kind of helpful, useful information you can count on from Central Time.
I got a pound of bacon at home, and I'm going to cook that up and save that fat.
Yeah.
I'm going to do it.
Let me know when to show up for the asparagus, Larry. Or are you going to bring it into the studio?
I could bring it into the studio,
I guess. Sure, it'll travel really well.
Yeah, and maybe there'll be some listeners here. You know, WPR is listener supported, of course, and that means that your donation at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552 makes the many topics you tune in for every day possible. So choose an amount that works for you and then make your gift.
If you are a Food Friday fan yourself, if you can think back over the years to things you've learned to do that you've actually used in your own kitchen or on your own grill to make your cooking better, put a value on it. Make a gift in support of Food Friday and everything else you love about Wisconsin Public Radio. Give now. WPR.org if you want to give online, or call 888-202-2552.
We tune in to Wisconsin Public Radio for shows we all know and love. But WPR is more than radio.
I am Andrea Anderson. I'm an online news producer. We work closely with reporters across the state to create something that they're proud of that's online, that people can go to WPR.org and read, and it's really an expansion of what people hear on the radio. We have a lot of different diverse content that comes onto WPR.org on a daily basis.
Wisconsin Public Radio, it's more than radio. And when you give, you're a big part of what makes it all happen.
And you can make it all happen when you give right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. It's Central Time. Rob Ferret here with Larry Mueller. Listener support is the biggest source of funding for all your favorite WPR programs. That's why your support during this member drive is so important.
And maybe your gift is $10 a month. Maybe it's $100 a month or more. Whatever amount you choose is the right amount.
When you became a regular listener to Wisconsin Public Radio, you took an important step. Now take the next step and become a financial supporter.
And that's an important step because WPR relies on listener support, and it's so easy to donate. I've done it 100 times. Decide how much you'd like to give, $10 a month or $120, maybe a great starting point. Then make your gift. It'll just take a few minutes at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
You get to decide how much to give. Maybe $100 or $200 a month is the right amount for you.
That might be what you spend every month on takeout, let's say, or entertainment, for example, things you enjoy that make life better, just like listening to WPR. The important thing is that you decide what amount is right for you and then make your gift at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
We can't do it without you. Listener support has been such a huge part of Wisconsin Public Radio over the last literally century. Love to hear from you right now.
And we have, a couple of minutes left in this hour, or maybe a minute, and we still have four more people to join in. Your gift today, right now, at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552 ensures a bright future for the programs you rely on.
Special thing here, we're partnering with Alliant Energy to plant 10 trees for every donation today, Arbor Day. Join in now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Help ensure WPR's essential service.
If you're a sustainer, thank you so much. If you want to increase your support, this would be a good day to do it. You can do it by going to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
Dean in Eau Claire says, "We give because my family finds continuous joy and knowledge through listening to the many wonderful programs the station has to offer. Larry Mueller, Central Time, locally Spectrum West are some favorites that keep us informed in our culture, news, and the natural world." Dean says, "Thank you so much." Dean, thank you. You get it. You appreciate it, and you helped pay for it. How about you? Join Dean with your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
WPR is listener supported. That means that your gift is really powerful. It really does make a difference. So if you've been thinking about it, this would be a really a good time to act. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 and make your contribution.
Thank you so much for your support. We really do appreciate it.